purport. The word Adritaha is significant because it indicates that Vidura had a natural inclination for hearing the transcendental message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he was never fully satisfied, though continuing to hear those topics. He wanted to hear more and more so that he could be more and more blessed by the transcendental message. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmalitam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sahagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutan Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastite Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sutu Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadishatarine Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, O King, after hearing all these most virtuous topics from the sage Maitreya, Vidura inquired further on the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which he adored to hear. So for 12 chapters, Vidura has been hearing from Maitreya. The first four chapters, he was hearing from Uddhava. And then from 4 to 12, up to this point, he's been hearing. But, is that better? Yes. Oh, this mic keeps dropping. So from 4 to 12, he's been hearing from Maitreya. And as we've been hearing through the various classes, he was hearing Krishna Katha from Uddhava. And that was so enlivening to the point he wanted to take initiation from Uddhava. He wanted Uddhava to accept him as guru. But Uddhava saw that Vidura was elder to him. And he said, you know, actually, when Lord Krishna was instructing me, Maitreya was also there and he heard the entire conversation. So whatever I have heard, Maitreya has also heard. So why don't you go to him? And he will tell you the same thing that Harvard. So out of etiquette, Uddhava being younger than Maitreya Muni, he passed Vidura over to Maitreya Muni. And when Uddhava met Maitreya Muni, he had so many questions. And so beautiful Krishna Katha on the Purusha avatars, about time. So many things have been discussed. And every word that Vidura was hearing, he was feeling like it was nectar. He was becoming more and more enlivened, more and more enthused. And the word Prabhupada says in this verse, Adritaha, it's significant. It's significant because Vidura had a natural inclination for hearing the messages of Krishna, and he was never fully satisfied. In the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna expresses a very similar statement in the 18th verse of the 10th chapter. He says, O Janardhan, again please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. I am never satiated in hearing about you. And the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. He says, I'm never satiated. And Prabhupada in the purport, he quotes the sages from Naimasharanya. Vayam tu na vitripyama utama shloka vikrame yat shrinvata rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade. The sages of Naimasharanya, they say, one can never be satiated even though one continuously hears the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, who is glorified by excellent prayers. Those who have entered into a transcendental relationship with Krishna relish at every step the descriptions of the pastimes of the Lord. So this is the way of the pure, exalted devotees of the Lord. They are always very eager to hear about the messages of Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in the 10th chapter 9 verse, Machita Madgata Prana Bodayantas Parasparam Katayantas Chamam Nityam Tushyanticha Ramanticha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my devotional service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So this is the essence of Krishna consciousness. If we ever want to have a barometer of how much we are advancing, how we are becoming purified in our Krishna consciousness, this is a one surefire way. How much eager we are to hear about the messages of Krishna and how much enthused we are. So we see in this example of Vidura. Vidura was insulted by Duryodhan and he left the kingdom and he decided to go on pilgrimage. But what was his real intention? Yes, he went to many places, but what was his real intention? It is to meet saintly people. And specifically, it is said, the feet follows the heart. So what was his heart calling him to do? His heart was calling him to hear Krishna Katha. And Krishna led him to which place to hear Krishna Katha? The banks of the river Yamuna. And there he met Uddhava and he heard Krishna Katha. So the devotees are always very eager to hear Krishna Katha. But what is it about Krishna Katha that is so attractive to the devotees? That in one sense is so satisfying to the heart of the devotees, but at the same time, the devotees never become satiated. Recently we were reading the 19th chapter of this particular pastime. And in the final concluding verses, after Lord Varahadev kills Hiranyaksha, there's a Phalashruti at the end, and there's some very beautiful verses. And in the purport to the 37th verse, Srila Prabhupada writes very nicely. Prabhupada says, since the personality of Godhead is in the absolute position, there is no difference between the pastimes and his personality. Anyone who hears about the pastimes of the Lord associates with the Lord directly. And one who associates directly with the Lord is certainly freed from all sinful activities. So Prabhupada is making the point here, the very important point, that Krishna and Krishna's pastimes are non-different. When one hears Krishna's pastimes, one is associating directly with Krishna. Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says something very similar in the purport to the first canto, third chapter, 40th verse. That verse, Imam Bhagavatam Nama. Prabhupada says, one can get from the Bhagavatam the same results that one can get from the personal association of Krishna. Meaning that if Krishna was sitting here personally today, and we are here discussing the Bhagavatam, we will get the same benefit from hearing the Bhagavatam as Krishna's personal presence. Why? Because Krishna's pastimes are the same as Krishna. Recently, Bhakti Pravaha Maharaj was giving a class, and he said something very nice. He was talking about the Bhagavatam. And he was saying that he was just reading the pastimes of the wives of the Brahmanas. And he said, the wives of the Brahmanas, they came to Krishna to offer him bhoga. And Krishna accepted the bhoga very graciously, and he spent a little time with them. And then he said, you should go back. And he says, the way you develop your love for me, it's not by my personal presence. He says, the way you develop your love for me is by hearing from me. That is the method, that is the process. The love is developed for Krishna by the process of hearing. And we see it, I think it was on Radhastami, one of the days, the devotee was giving class, was speaking about the gopis. And they were saying that how for many, many years the gopis never met Krishna. Their intense love for him developed simply by hearing about Krishna. The same with Rukmini. Rukmini never met Krishna for a long time. All she was doing was just hearing about Krishna. And simply by hearing about Krishna, that love developed. You know, oftentimes, sometimes I give class on a Sunday, and you'll see the aarti is packed here. It's just completely packed. And then they announce, now we'll do Bhagavad Gita class. And then 90% of the people leave, and there's just a few people. And when I give class, the first thing I say, I congratulate you. I congratulate you for staying to hear. Because Prabhupada says, you go to a holy place, but not to see, but to hear. What does that mean? It means you can come in front of Shri Radha Gokulananda, you can come in front of Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Gaur Nitai, and you can stand in front of the deities, you can see. But nothing is happening in your heart. There's no bhava there. There's no stirring of emotions. All you're doing is you're seeing. But if you hear, by the process of hearing, we become purified and the love for Krishna within our heart awakens. So I congratulate, I congratulate you because you've stayed to hear. And by staying to hear, the more you hear, the more you come in front of the Lord, then the more the process of actually seeing takes place. Because then the bhava, the emotion within your heart becomes more manifest. So this process of hearing is so important. Srila Prabhupada, he stressed it, you know. And Prabhupada, he even said, I wanna quote this verse. You know, Prabhupada talks about himself, his own experience in life, about how he's attracted the mercy of his guru. And Prabhupada was saying, when my Guru Maharaj was speaking, at least my brain was puzzled. And Prabhupada laughs. He said, even he would speak in Bengali, it was very difficult to understand. He was speaking from a very, very high platform. But I wanted to hear him. That's all. Even I did not understand it. That he appreciated. And Prabhupada laughs. That this boy, he does not go away, he hears. Actually, that was my position. In the beginning, I could not understand what he was speaking. But I wanted to hear, that's all. I was very much anxious to hear. That he marked. And he was kindly pleased to me that he wants to hear. He does not go away. That was my policy. Let me hear. Even if I do not understand, let me hear. That's all. So in the beginning stages, in the sadhaka stage, where we do not have that taste for hearing, we come. We make the effort. We do not think, oh, today Vrindavan Chandra is giving class. He's a bit boring. I won't come. When I hear Kartik Chandra Prabhu or Govinda Prabhu or others are giving class, I'll come. No, we're not selective. You know, I'm coming to hear to purify myself. And in the Bhagavatam, Krishna says something very significant about such a devotee. He says, Shrinvata Swakatam Krishna. Punya Shravana Kirtanam Ridayantasto Hibadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. Krishna says, when he notices that a devotee has some affinity to hear, what does he do? This verse, Krishna says, Ridayantasto Hibadrani. He personally enters into the heart of such a person. And he cleanses the heart. He cleanses the heart of the impurities that may exist there that is preventing real taste from developing. So even if we do not have that natural, like as Vidura saying, a door to hear, but simply because we come, we have a little affinity to hear, we know. That process of coming really, really purifies. There's one nice story one Vrajavasi once told. There was a devotee. Wherever there was a Bhagavad Katha, he would go. He will travel. He won't miss one Bhagavad Katha. So one day, he's sitting in the Bhagavad Katha and he feels someone tapping his shoulder. He turns around and he looks and it's Krishna. And then Krishna tells his devotee, you know what? I've been noticing you. You have such affinity, such eagerness to hear my katha. You ask for any benediction, I'll give it to you now. And the devotee turns to Krishna and says, Krishna, thank you very much. You know, I really appreciate you, but can we just leave this for now? This katha is so wonderful. I just want to hear this, and can we talk about this a bit later? You know, he was relishing this katha so much. Once Hanuman, he went to Lord Ram and he said, Lord, I'm tired. I've been working so hard. I've been doing so much. I need a vacation. Jai Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai. Jai Shishi Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai Shishi Gornita Ki Jai. He says to Lord Ram, I need a vacation. So Lord Ram says, okay, Hanuman, fine. You need a vacation, but I'm just interested. When you take your vacation, where are you going to go to? And Hanuman replied, I'm going to find that place where your devotees are very much engaged in Ramkatha. And I'm going to sit there and I'm just going to have a lovely vacation. So this is the way of the pure devotees. Always eager to hear. And we see throughout the Bhagavatam this being displayed. Maharaj Parikshit, when he received the curse to die within 7 days, what did he do? Took out all of his royal regalia. He put it one side. He called his son. He says, you're taking over. He put a gamsha. And he walked all the way to the Ganges, bank of the river Ganges. He sat down. With what intention? He sat down with the intention to hear. Actually, I was hearing a lecture, Prabhupada saying in that lecture, you cannot see Krishna. You cannot touch Krishna. You cannot smell Krishna. You cannot taste Krishna. But you can understand Krishna through your ears. Through your ears, through the sound vibration, and entering your ear, you can understand Krishna. This is like so powerful. Actually, of all the organs we have, this ear is the most underestimated and undervalued organ. It is said that when we are about to leave our body, all the organs start to shut down. The different organs, the kidneys, the liver, the heart, everything starts to shut down. But the last organ to shut down is this, the ear. Krishna is so kind that till the last moment that this year, we are given the opportunity to hear the transcendental sound vibration. And that transcendental sound vibration can fulfill all our aspirations. So Prabhupada used to always say, don't waste time. Don't waste time. Whenever you get some opportunity, you hear. You hear. And Maharaj Parikshit, he understood that. He understood that in those 7 days he had. And when Shukdev Goswami came, the first question he asked Shukdev Goswami is, what is the duty of one who is about to die? What should he hear about? What should he speak about? What should he remember? And who should he worship? And Shukdev Goswami's answer was unequivocal. In one instance, he just answered, Parikshit Maharaj. He said, the duty of one who is about to die is to always hear about, chant about, remember, and worship the all-good personality, of course, personality of Godhead, Krishna. And then he says, shall we do that? And Maharaj Parikshit says, yes, please. And for the next 7 days, Maharaj Parikshit's ears were filled with that Krishna katha. And what Maharaj Parikshit heard is what has been recorded in this Srimad Bhagavatam. All of that beautiful, wonderful, enlivening Krishna katha that he heard over those 7 days has been captured in the Bhagavatam. So therefore it is the Bhagavatam we get the highest quality, the highest quality of Krishna katha. And we are so privileged that Srila Prabhupada introduced in this Krishna consciousness movement that every day at least, you know, in the mornings we can hear the words about Krishna in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam and the words from Krishna in the evening in the Bhagavad Gita class. And Prabhupada would encourage the devotees, please don't miss the Bhagavatam class. Don't miss the Bhagavad Gita class, because those are some opportunities for us to hear immediately. Also interesting about the Bhagavatam is when Shukadeva Goswami, after, is it 14 years, he was in the womb of his mother, and when he came out, he just walked off. And his father was running behind him, you know, trying to hold him back and stop him. But Shukadeva Goswami, he just disappeared. And they went everywhere searching for Shukadeva Goswami, couldn't find him. But then they came up with a cunning plan. How do you capture those exalted liberated souls? How can you flush them out? You speak Krishna katha. And they went and they quoted these verses and came to the verse, Aho Baki, you know, glorifying the magnanimous nature of Krishna. And like a magnet, as iron filings are attracted to a magnet, Shukdev Goswami's consciousness was just attracted to those messages. And they carried on speaking Krishna katha, and they drew him all the way back to the ashram. So, you know, the gopis, they reiterate a very similar point in the Bhagavatam, in the Gopi Gita. Tava katamritam tapta jivanam kavibirititam kalmasafaham shravana mangalam shri madatatam Bhuvi grinantiye yeburida jana. What do the gopis say? They say, the description of your words and your activities are the only solace for those suffering in the material world. It's the only solace. The description of the words and the description of the activities of Krishna. And actually, there's two people that are suffering in the material world. The first one is that person who is drowning in material suffering, in material entanglement. And the second is those who are drowning in separation from Krishna. One is suffering from the pangs of material suffering, and the other is suffering from the pangs of separation from Krishna. And for both categories, what is the balm? What is the solution? It's the hearing of Krishna Katha. It's the hearing of Krishna Katha. Those who are suffering, the moment you hear, the sound vibration enters, it purifies the heart, and it brings happiness. Srila Rupa Goswami, in the Nectar of Devotion, he describes six characteristics of pure devotional service. And the first characteristic is Kleshagni. Kleshagni. The pure devotional service brings immediate relief from material distress. And pure devotional service starts with the process of hearing. And Prabhupada used to say, I created this international society for Krishna consciousness simply to give people the opportunity to hear. This whole property saying, these buildings that we have, all of these facilities that we have, what is his primary purpose according to Srila Prabhupada? What is the primary purpose of ISKCON? Is to give people the opportunity to hear. Because when they take this opportunity to hear, then they will experience the relief. In one purport of this verse, Urukrama Vikramana, Prabhupada says, go door to door, person to person, and pour in the ear holes the messages of Urukrama. You learned that class? It's one of my favorite classes. I really love. Prabhupada says, go door to door, person to person, and pour within the ear holes the messages of Urukrama. And Prabhupada says we should also go out and give people this opportunity to hear. Hearing also means giving them a book or giving them the opportunity to hear the holy name. And Prabhupada says, you know, the drum and the kartals can go a certain distance. The mridanga can go, 25 meters or so. But the brihat mridanga, the big mridanga, the book, that can go far and wide. Last night we were discussing how there was a famous scholar, Joseph T. McConnell, and he said, the Vaishnavas, they have two institutions, the hard institution and the soft institution. The hard institution is the bricks and mortars, the buildings we have. And the soft institution is the Vaishnava literatures. And he said, of the two institutions, the soft institution takes precedence in the Vaishnava tradition. Prabhupada says, my temples may fail, my devotees may fail, but my books will never fail. Because these books, they have and they contain Krishna Katha. And wherever these books will go, they will bring about a revolution in the consciousness of the world. One symptom of an eagerness to hear is inquiry. If one has heard properly, then one will have questions, one will have inquiries. That's the nature, if we see throughout the Bhagavatam, all these different personalities, they had so many questions. And I'll conclude with one verse from Maharaj Parikshit. Let's see if I can find it. In the 10th canto, first chapter, 13th, Maharaj Parikshit says, Nai shati du saha shum mam twakta dham api bhaddate piba pibantam twan mukamboja choyumtam hari katamrita. He says, because of my vow on the verge of death, I have given up even drinking water. Yet because I am drinking the nectar of the topics about Krishna, which is flowing from the lotus mouth of your lordship, my hunger and thirst, which are extremely difficult to bear, cannot hinder me. If there's something that's very difficult for us to bear, it's hunger and thirst. We know Nirjal Ekadasi. You know, even though we want to focus on hearing, it's very difficult to bear. So Maharaj Parikshit, he was fasting and not drinking a drop of water. He's saying, although this hunger and thirst is very difficult to bear, but because I am drinking the nectar of topics of you, I am not being troubled. So let's pray for that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So any questions, comments or reflections? Yes, Subhadra. Only if there's a special speaker. And how did you respond to her? Then Prabhupada would have said, no need to have a Bhagavatam class. Between upper 7 and upper 8, just sit in your rooms and read from my purports. Prabhupada wanted us to hear from everyone. And there's a few reasons for that, I think. You know, every devotee on their path and journey to Krishna consciousness has their own wonderful realizations. So imagine we read the Bhagavatam and we get one realization. Obviously, it's the greatest realization from Srila Prabhupada. But if you can hear the Bhagavatam and get multiple realizations, one of these may resonate with you and just propel you in your Krishna consciousness. That's one point. The second point is we are obligated to follow the instructions and the directions of the spiritual master. This is what sadhana bhakti is about, to follow the instructions from the spiritual master. And Prabhupada says, you have Bhagavatam class and you should attend Bhagavatam class. So what do we follow? Follow Prabhupada's instruction, because he said that for a purpose. So I would say, coming to Bhagavatam class, as Prabhupada indicated, is the way we should follow. Is that okay? Yeah, that was a different story, because Mukunda, Lord Chaitanya was upset with him. Because sometimes he would go and hear from those who were not pure devotees and may have had some impersonal tendencies. The only caveat we have to going to listen to wherever Bhagavatam is spoken is when the Mayavadis speak Bhagavatam. We never enter that assembly. We never go to that Bhagavatam Katha where the Mayavadis are speaking, because milk touched by the lips of a serpent as poisonous effect. That's the only caveat. And we never know who is a pure devotee. I mean, I saw when Janani Vas Prabhu was here, he wouldn't care who's speaking, he would be here sitting. Whenever Yadubar Prabhu is here, he doesn't look who's speaking, he sits here. You see the examples of, you know, the great and exalted Vaishnavas.
You were speaking about the guests who come to hear from the lunch. they hear the kirtan. So I was wondering why you differentiate between hearing the holy name and hearing the Bhagavad Gita.
The difference between holy name and hearing the Bhagavatam class.
Yeah, because you were congratulating those who stay to hear the Bhagavad Gita class.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two different types of Krishna Katha, isn't it? You know, yeah, the holy name. You know, I was referring to Bhakti Pravaha Maharaj's class, and it was interesting what he said in the class. He was talking about the importance of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And what he was saying in his class was that if we don't hear the Bhagavatam, then we will commit offenses to the holy name. And he elaborated on that. I'm not sure if when you heard Maharaj's class, he said that. He said, if we don't hear the Bhagavatam, we may become offensive to the holy name. He said, what Bhagavatam does, Bhagavatam allows us to connect with the holy name in the mood of servant. And he said, the mood of servant or sambandha comes from us reading the Bhagavatam, hearing about our relationship with Krishna, hearing who Krishna is, and so on. And Maharaj was making that point. But to confirm, you know, yes, you know, why don't do both? Stay for the kirtan, get the benefit of hearing the holy name, and get another powerful dose after that by hearing the Bhagavatam. They're all non-different from Krishna, the Bhagavad Katha and the holy name. So why go for a single dose and not a double dose? Okay, Hare Krishna. Govinda Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. Just to follow on, I think part of the reason a lot of people leave is they're very visual in their devotional service. So it's because they see deities and arti, and it might not even be the holy name, it might be the deities that's what they're basically focusing on. And as soon as the curtains close, oh, finished, because they don't think of the hearing side of things.
Yeah, that's true. And also the belly. Prasadam is being served, so you know, I'll miss out on prasadam.
I am guilty of that.
Anything else? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. My question has to do with the story of Dhundukari and Gokarna, Dhundukari the ghost. And I guess it's just very concerning to see in that story that out of all the people in that assembly who heard Bhagavatam, only the ghost who got purified of all his sins and got mukti, whereas everyone else still remained. So then, like, any tips on increasing the intensity of a hearing?
Oh, like to become all the ghost? Didn't hear. And the thing is, I mean, Prabhupada says there's different types of hearing, isn't it? The first type of hearing, it comes out here, goes out there. One ear, out there. The other type of hearing, it comes in here, it goes, but nothing really happens. No reflection, no thinking. And the last type of hearing is it comes here, it goes here, there's deep reflection, questions, and so on. I was hearing Prabhupada says the symptom of one who's hearing enthusiastically is they will have more inquiries. Like Maitreya and all of these sages in the Bhagavatam. They're hearing and they're taking in and they're coming up with these amazing questions that just leads to something else. So active listening or active hearing means going in here, not just coming out, but taking it in, thinking about it, reflecting on it, finding questions, and that leads us to greater places.
Yeah. When you shared the order of Prabhupada that we should go door to door to give people the opportunity to hear, my question would be, do you have a tip not to be too attached to immediate results of sharing the hearing and they not really dropping everything and becoming a surrendered devotee?
Sorry, tips about?
Not being too attached to immediate results, that they just drop everything that they know and join the temple and become a surrendered devotee.
Follow your heart and follow the advice of the advanced devotees. And know yourself, you know. Know where you are situated. And pray. I mean, my experience in Krishna consciousness, you know, Krishna will help us and lead us.
I was given the tip once, I should only put in as much energy as they return, but I can't do that. I always give everything. So.
Yeah. Prabhupada says, you know, give all you got. Yeah. Sorry, I may not understood and answer your questions, but the principle is, yeah. Don't, Prabhupada always advised, don't hold anything back. You know, what they say, energy flows where attention goes. You know, if you give your full attention to a particular cause, then the energy will follow. Okay. One last question.
Thank you for the really nice class. So I was wondering, like, when we understand something, is shown by our change of in our actions, in our behavior. So I think in my early Krishna consciousness days, like, I could hear something and I could see lots of changes like that. But nowadays I hear, but it's not like striking me and I don't want to do anything about it. Why is that?
Depends. I mean, it depends on the circumstances. But what you are saying is that previously you were drawn into moving forward and taking action when you experience Krishna consciousness. But now that experiences doesn't, you feel it's not transforming you as much. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
One analogy Prabhupada gave was quite, you know, when the room is very dusty and you try to clean, it's very prevalent. But, you know, the finer details, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the cleaning of the Gundicha temple, there was like finer and finer details of cleansing. So maybe when, you know, when the initial stages, the cleansing is more perceptible because of where we are, but the cleansing process becomes more and more subtle. You know, more subtle anartas are there. You know, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur advises that we should always take time for self-reflection. And he says, on every Ekadasi comes twice a month, we should at least use those two Ekadasis for self-reflection, you know, to see, you know, what's happening in our spiritual lives. Are we moving in the right direction? If we're not, what is the cause? And if we can't diagnose ourselves, there are many expert doctors around us in this society. Approach them and they may tell us the subtleties of what's going on. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Guru Premanande Hariri Bol.